So after reading this gospel, I feel like I should say Merry Christmas. Because this is the gospel that we read on Christmas morning. But this gospel is about the conception of Jesus. It's about the start of the life of Jesus. And ironically, that's not what we're celebrating tonight. This is the feast of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. So why do we have this gospel? Well, for one reason, because of how the angel addresses Mary. When the angel arrives, the angel says, "Hail, full of grace," the fullness of grace. That's one of the kind of the pillars of this understanding that Mary was conceived without original sin. She was full of grace. There was no sin in her. You know that, and grace really is a very fancy theological word for love. She was filled with God's love. She had the fullness of God's love within her. And so for that we realize that she was born that way, she was conceived that way, she was immaculately conceived. That's still kind of hard to understand. But it became easier for me to understand when I was walking through the office the other day. And you know, we have all kinds of gift programs here for other families. People take tags from the Christmas trees in the office or they adopt a family. And someone had dropped off a small present like this. They're supposed to be unwrapped, but this got my attention because it was wrapped. So it's a small gift, you know, I have no idea what it is. But let me just ask you this. What if you were to receive this gift tonight? Would you open it tonight? How many would wait till Christmas morning? Liars. Oh, you might not open it tonight, but tomorrow, the next day, it would be open, right? So you would have Christmas early, right? Christmas is not till December 25th, but you would get this wonderful present and you would open it early. That's really a way of understanding what happened to Mary. She received the gift of Christmas, in a sense, the gift of Christ, early. She received the gift of Christ at the moment of her conception. You and I receive the gift of Christ at our baptism. At our baptism, original sin is removed, right? So at our baptism, we receive this present. We receive that fullness of grace. Literally, after your baptism, you are full of grace. You are full of God's love. You have received that love, that grace, at your baptism. Mary simply received it earlier than anyone else. She was given the honor of receiving it at the moment of her conception. So the same grace that Mary received at her conception, you and I receive at our baptism, and of course, really, actually, after every confession, when all of your sins are forgiven. You are full of grace. So we have no handicap from Mary. We are not in a second place. She was honored by having it at her conception, but that same grace is available to all of us through these beautiful sacraments of baptism and confession. So since we have that same grace, let us use it well, as Mary did. And let's make sure that we open that present each and every day.